There are plenty of examples in nature of females being attracted to the biggest males. Just take me and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Don, you don't look a thing like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, maybe I need to bulk up a little. The point is, this is also true for a species of fish called the Atlantic Molly.
Atlantic Molly. What a cute name.
Don't let a molly hear you call him cute. The molly wants to be as big a fish as possible because the females show more interest in big fellows than little ones. What's interesting, though, is what happens with mollies that live in caves.
Why should they be any different?
Because the caves in question are pitch black. None of the female mollies can see any of the male mollies. That could be Arnold Schwarzenegger molly swimming up next to you, or it could be Mini-Me molly. You can't tell by looking. So which males do you think the female molly spent most time around?
I'd guess it would be random.
That's the surprise. When researchers at Hamburg University in Germany studied sexual preference in mollies that lived in caves, they found the same pattern as in mollies living outside caves. The females preferred the larger males.
But how did the fish know?
Researchers aren't sure yet. A good guess, though, is that the cave-dwelling mollies use organs that sense water displacement, possibly first evolved to help them find food. Arnold Schwarzenegger molly displaces more water than Bill Gatesy molly, so he'll do better even on blind dates.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from William Timberlake in psychology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.